It won't surprise you that I ask you to turn with me to John, the Gospel of John, back into the 14th chapter today. So if you would, turn with me to John chapter 14. And we're going to go back and look at a phrase that I promised you we would come back to. The title of the message this morning is, In Jesus' Name. Do you always say that at the end of your prayer? Do you say, In Jesus' Name? Do you mean it? Do you understand what it means? You know, as long as I can remember, are you like me? As long as I can remember, I always have heard at the end of a prayer, In Jesus' Name, I pray. Anybody else? Everybody else? Absolutely. We've heard that. And I've heard it all my life. Listen, I was 64 last week. So 64 years I've been hearing it. Now, I've got to confess that oftentimes when I prayed, I would ask for my requests. I would pray to the Lord. And I've got to say that there were just times that I thought, well, I'm supposed to say this. So I tacked on at the end of my prayer and I would say, In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It was kind of the bow in a well-wrapped up package of prayer. Does that make sense? And it's kind of like if I didn't say that, then the package wasn't presented right. It seemed to me even foreign and odd if I would say a prayer and didn't add In Jesus' Name. Does it sound weird to you? Somebody says a prayer and they don't say In Jesus' Name. After all, we do know that the Lord Jesus told us to pray in His name. Didn't He? He did. So wouldn't it be wrong? I'm thinking, you know, or is it wrong then to finish a prayer without those words, without saying In Jesus' name? So is saying In Jesus' name the magic word that sanctifies and blesses our prayer? Is that what it is? We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about exactly what it means to pray in Jesus' name. Now, praying in Jesus' name is definitely biblical. Amen? Stand with me in reading this short verse. John chapter 14. Two short verses. John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, where Jesus said, Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now let's go back. It's up on the overhead. It's in your Bibles. Let's look at it again. Look what it says. Emphasize these words with me. And whatever. That's a pretty big word. Is it not? Whatever you ask, now it's qualified here, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do. That the Father may be what? So there we go. We start to get a qualification for what we're talking about. Whatever you ask in my name, there's the first qualification, in my name. We're going to talk about that. And then the second qualification is that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. What does it mean to pray in Jesus' name? Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we ask that your Spirit would speak to our hearts and teach us and remind us and emphasize in us, Lord, exactly what it means to pray in your name. We ask you, Lord, to give us not just understanding, but a strength and a power that comes with the authority that comes with the name of the Son of God. We ask you, Lord, for better understanding that we might not only pray in your authority, but God, that we might not misuse the name of our Jesus. We do pray for this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen. Would you be seated with me, with yourselves? I'm going to stay standing if that's all right. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Now, this concept is repeated a couple more times in John. In John chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus repeats it again. And he says, you know, that whatever you ask in the Father in my name, it'll be given to you. And then again in John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24, it's said again that whatever you ask in my name, it will be given to you. In these verses, Jesus seems to be saying that the prayer given in the name of Jesus is guaranteed to be answered. Do you see that in this? Do you see that? That any prayer prayed in the name of Jesus is guaranteed to be answered. Yes or no? Yes, that's not a trick question. It is right there. It is an emphatic yes. Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name. So let's talk about again what that means. Can praying in Jesus' name be misused? Yes, absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's misused a great deal. As a matter of fact, I think it's probably misused so much more than it is used properly. It is misused when we as God's people use the name of Jesus in an empty repetition, without understanding what it means, whether it's at mealtime or whether it's at bedtime or whether it's in church, whether it's in a sermon or after a sermon, whenever it is, if we misuse the name of Jesus and we do it with an empty repetition where we really don't understand what it means and we're not seeking what it means, then it's a misuse. And it's a danger of the misusing of the authority of the name of God. You do recall what happened to the seven sons of Sceva when they tried to use the name of Jesus in an unauthorized manner. Do you recall? It says that they tried to cast a demon out of a guy, that the demon said, they said, in the name of Jesus, come out of this guy. And the demon said, Jesus, we know, who are you? And he came out of that man and they beat him to a bloody pulp. But it made a good TV show. I'm not sure that people, even when they see the things like that, that they understand God's word. So misusing it it's misused when it's used in empty repetition. Second thing is praying or doing anything in Jesus' name is often used as a way to try to force God, right? If you want something and you really want it bad, you just say in Jesus' name. And that takes care of it, right? Absolutely not. Listen, attempting to invoke the Lord God's authority on an action that we desire but God does not desire is not only a misuse, it's dangerous. Folks, we need to be very, very careful because there are prosperity preachers out there who will declare a blessing on you, a financial blessing or a physical or a healing blessing towards their listeners, and they'll pray it in Jesus' name and they'll just pray it over everybody. Fraudulent faith healers will command sickness to flee in what? In Jesus' name, I command this sickness to come out, they'll say. So-called well-doers who may come up in our life or in your life, who will pray for help or for victory in your life by claiming the blood of Jesus over you. Have you ever had that happen? I have. And folks, I'm going to tell you, you better be very, very careful about commanding God to do your bidding. Because we are supposed to pray, God, if it be your will. And we should be praying in the will of Christ Jesus. We'll talk more about that. But we need to be very, very careful about commanding God to do our bidding. And I'm going to tell you, you better be very careful because you can and you could be, if not will be, disciplined. You see, the book of James gives us a very dire warning about our prayers. In James chapter 4, verse 3, God's word says, "You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions." He said, you don't have because you're asking wrongly to spend it on your passions. Now, to think that we would invoke the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, simply to fulfill our own passions Man, it seems blasphemous, does it not? We need to be very, very careful, because when we do that and we just call on God's name to obtain our passions or trying to obtain our passions, it is to cheapen and to abuse the grace and the name of God. Jesus' name is above all names. Jesus' name is above all others. He is our love, our authority, our master, our redeemer, our God. Praying in the name of Jesus is so much deeper. It is so much more beautiful than the cheap version that we use today by just tacking on "in Jesus' name." So what does "in Jesus' name" mean? We've talked about what its abuses can be, but I can tell you this. It is not about including the phrase "in Jesus' name" at the end of our prayer. That does not mean that we're praying in Jesus' name just to say the words. But it is absolutely about positioning our heart properly before God. Does that make sense? It's not about when you get to the end of your prayer, and at the end of your prayer you say, I'm going to authorize this prayer by saying, "In Jesus' name, amen." That's not what it's about. But instead of including a phrase at the end of a prayer, what it really means is to make sure the relationship is right before you pray. Does that make sense? It is not about tacking something on at the end, and it is everything about absolutely coming to the place where you will position yourself in submission to God the Father before you pray. Praying in Jesus' name means that you are conscious of two primary truths we're going to talk about very quickly this morning. Acknowledging Jesus' intercession, and secondly, submitting to his will. Let's talk about that first one, acknowledging Jesus' intercession. In John chapter 16, verse 24, which was one of the scriptures we talked about being very similar and repeating, "If you ask anything in my name," verse 23. And then in verse 24, Jesus tells his disciples, he says, "Until now, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Jesus said, "Until now, you've asked nothing in my name." So what does he mean up until now? What's the difference in their prayers now and our prayers now that Jesus has come and lived, established his authority over life and death, died on the cross, raised from the dead, and he did it for us? What's the difference in our prayers? The scripture tells us in Romans 8:34, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, and it says, in those scriptures, it says that Jesus ascended to God after his resurrection, after he died on the cross, after he rose from the dead, that he spent time there on this earth, those 40 days with his disciples. And the scripture says that after his resurrection, he went to heaven and became what? Our intercessor. What's an intercessor? Somebody who stands in to make sure that you get what you need. An intercessor makes sure that the needs are understood and gives the right words, says the right words, fills out the right forms. You know how that is when you go to the doctor or you go somewhere, you have the wrong form. Jesus makes sure you have the right form before God. I know that's being simple, but in so many ways it's true. Understand this. When Jesus ascended to heaven after his resurrection, he became our intercessor, and not just our intercessor, but our advocate for and to the Father. He is the one who makes sure our needs are made known. Praying in Jesus' name is to acknowledge, dear friends, and to remember that Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father. We don't get to pray straight to God the Father. We go through Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me." He's the only way. Listen to this. Our ability to stand before God the Father is based solely upon the finished work and the merit done by Jesus Christ. Period. We're not able to come to God in prayer. We're not able to do it. We're only able to come to God in prayer, not because of our works, not because of our merits, but in the name of Jesus. That's how you come to God in prayer. In the name and in the merit of Jesus Christ. Now, he said, come and pray in the name. Oh, that, man, that little preposition is so important. In the name. Of the name. But he says, in the name. You know what that does? That speaks to our relationship in Jesus. When you say, in the name of Jesus, you're not just saying, because of the name of Jesus, I therefore call upon the name of Jesus. No, in the name of Jesus means family. You see, when it comes to Jesus, you're not just like family. You are family. And he takes your request to God the Father. We must be in him to be able to pray to the Father. We must be united to him and in his death and in his burial and in his resurrection and looking for his return. And then even our prayers are in his name when we are looking for that and realizing that my prayers don't go to the throne unless Jesus is involved. When we pray in Jesus' name, what we're doing is we're acknowledging that without the works of Jesus Christ, we would be alienated from God the Father forever. Amen? Praying in Jesus' name, dear friends, acknowledges that Jesus Christ is our intercessor and our advocate to God the Father. And the second thing that we need to know is not just to remember that he is the intercessor, but also to remember that praying in Jesus' name means that we are submitting to his will. Not just saying, oh, this is what I want in Jesus' name. Otherwise, like we talked about a few weeks ago, I could say, God, give me $1 million in Jesus' name, and poof, there it is. What do you need, rub the lamp? That's not what it's about. That's not what he's saying. He never intended that. The Apostle John gives us some clarification on that. And in 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, John says this, the Apostle says, and he helps explain this, so listen carefully. Now, this is the confidence that we have in him, capital H, that if we ask anything according to his will. If we ask anything how? According to what? According to whose will? His will, God's will. Now, let me read it again. We have this confidence that we have in him that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. But it's all based on what? Being in him, understanding that it is according to his will. So we're asked to pray, or we're told to ask and pray according to his will. And doing so provides the assurance of answered prayer. Just like it said in John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, whatever you ask in my name, it shall be done for you. So this phrase, according to his will, is closely connected to the phrase, in Jesus' name. Now if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn open again to John chapter, where we were looking at John chapter 14. And if you'll look just one chapter over in John chapter 15, I want you to notice something. There in chapter 14, Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, and he clarifies later, according to his will. He said, whatever you ask in my name, it shall be done for you. Now, if you're looking in chapter 15, we pointed this out a couple of weeks ago as well. It says in verse 4, Jesus, what color is this? What color is the writing? indicating what? It's the words of Jesus. Verse 4, he said, abide in me. In verse 4 again, he said, abide in the vine. In verse 4 again, he said, abide in me. Verse 5, abides in me. Verse 6, abide in me. In verse 7, abide in me. In verse 7 again, abide. In verse 9, abide. In verse 10, abide. In verse 10 again, abide. And then verse 11, there's an 11th one. Because 10 times he says, abide in me, abide in me. He says, whatever you ask in my name, I will give to you. And then time and time and time, that's three, time and time and time, and time and time and time and time. And then one more time, he says, abide in me and remain in me. There's the secret. You abide in Jesus. You live in Jesus. You function in Jesus. You hold to Jesus. And that's how we ask in his will. Living in Jesus. Oh, I wonder, praying in his name makes so much difference, because it's not about what we want, but it's about what God wants. There seems to be many, many people that think that tacking on the little phrase, in Jesus' name, that they can coerce God into getting what they want. God, I want this. So they pray for it how? In Jesus' name. They say, Lord, this is what I need. This is what I want. This is what we're asking for. In Jesus' name. They think they can coerce God into doing their bidding. Let me tell you something. Can you hear this? Listen very carefully. You cannot, and we don't ever, twist Jesus' arm into answering our request. You can't do it. We are to bring our requests to him in humble submission. Not in a demand, but in humble submission. As we abide in him. There's the difference. Now let's just be fully honest, okay? Let's just kind of bare our heart to one another here and to the Lord. And just admit, just by saying in Jesus' name, amen, does not necessarily mean that we mean it in Jesus' name. Amen? You understand what I'm saying? Oh, but wait, Pastor, I said in Jesus' name. No, you said in Jesus' name, but did you mean it in Jesus' name? Because if you don't understand what in Jesus' name means, then how can you say it in Jesus' name? For a lot of people, I'm afraid that that phrase in Jesus' name just means abracadabra. Just saying it doesn't mean that we are being in submission to and aligning with the will of God. But that's what in Jesus' name means. And I'm going to tell you this, not only does it not mean that we're doing that when we say it, but it doesn't force Jesus to align his will with your request either. Is God obligated to do what you want? Is God obligated to do your will? Is it not the other way around? How many times have we asked wrongly? Simply saying the words, if it's your will, even doesn't cut it. Because if we don't mean it, what good is it? We can't say, well, if it's your will to every request, it doesn't necessarily mean that we're submitting. We must truly surrender our will to the Lord's. And I'm afraid that when we use that sometimes, and we just say, in your will, if it's your will, what we're really just saying is saying, pretty please, God, a new bike. Pretty please, God, a new paycheck. Pretty please, God, a new attitude in somebody. Pretty please. Is that what it is? Are we just saying pretty please to the things we want instead of truly asking God to align our will with his will? That's what it means to pray in Jesus' name. According to God's will, we pray in alignment with God's character. That's what playing in his will. In the character of God, it's seeking to pray the things that Jesus Christ himself would have prayed for, the things that Jesus Christ would desire. It's praying in a way that views our life from God's perspective. And we pray in the perspective of God, saying, God, what do you want next? God, what do you want to happen in me? God, that's my prayer. Fulfill it in me, Lord. I'm going to tell you that prayer is certainly a beautiful privilege. Amen? Let me ask you to agree with this. Prayer is a beautiful privilege. Amen? But dear folks, I'm going to tell you, it's an undeserved privilege. But God gives it to us anyway. Praying in Jesus' name, I love this. Praying in Jesus' name is an echo of our Lord Jesus' own prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed what? Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Not my will, but your be done. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Not my will, but yours be done. Or when he told his followers, recorded in 5th chapter of John, verse 30, he says, Jesus himself said, I can't do anything on my own. Listen, the first time I got hold of that concept, Jesus said, I can't do anything on my own. It was like, what? Let me complete that verse, though. I can't do anything on my own. I don't try to do what I want, but what the one who sent me wants. Jesus didn't have to do anything he wanted. Why? Because he was fully in the Father's will, and he wanted to do nothing except the Father's will. He says, I can't because I won't do anything except my Father's will. Do you realize what Jesus' statement tells us there? Do you get it? What does it say? Are you ready for this? Boy, I don't know any better way to finish this up. Would you hear me? Listening to God is the beginning of godly prayer. Listening to God is the beginning of prayer. To be still and to listen to God's voice before we engage our voice. You ever use this one with your kids? How many ears you got? How many ears you got? How many mouths you got? What does that tell you? Listen twice as much as you speak. Maybe that is our call, if not assuredly, that is our call in prayer, to be still and listen to God's voice before we engage our voice. Instead of praying what we want to pray, oh, listen, I'm with you. I'm with you. I've got a lot of things I want to pray about. I've got a lot of people I want to intercede for. I've got people that I care about. I've got things that I need and things that I want. But instead of going to God and giving him my list, Scripture is telling us that Jesus says, I can't do anything on my own will. I do only what the Father tells me. What does that say? That even Jesus went by the understanding that before he spoke, he listened to God, the Father. Because as the Son, he was submissive to the Father's will. Oh, he was fully God, but he was living as a human being, and he let God guide him. So instead of praying what we want to pray, we're going to say it one more time. We need to do what Jesus did and listen to the Father. To listen for the prayer that God would give you to pray. In other words, to listen to the prayer in your heart that is rising up from God's Spirit inside of you. And instead of praying my prayer, instead of praying your prayer, pray that prayer. What prayer? The one that God is bringing up in your heart. You know, those things that God tells you about. Is it an unconfessed sin? Is it a need in somebody else? Is it a way that you need to be surrendering to the Lord? Is it an action that you're supposed to be doing that you're not? Is it an action that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing? Whatever it is, we should pray that prayer that God brings up inside of our heart, instead of our own prayer. humbly then aligning our prayer to God's will and God's character. Does that make sense? That, my friends, is praying in Jesus' name. We abuse it so badly, don't we? And we use it so flippantly. The name of Jesus. Father, forgive me when I have so flippantly, casually thrown your name out in prayer. God, would you help me to realize that saying that phrase needs to come not from my mouth, but from my heart. God, help me before I pray to seek your heart, to seek your will, to seek your word. And Father, would you help me to keep my voice back? And Lord, I pray that your voice would be so strong that the prayer that is welling up in my heart from you would be what is voiced from my mouth. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing unto you. Help me, Lord God, to pray in Jesus' name.